express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. And I don't want to forget Curry County and Douglas County and all of the folks out there listening to this show on live streaming. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. And I want to open today by expressing my hope that everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you overate and got miserable. You sat down to watch the ball game, fell asleep before the kickoff, and woke up at halftime. That's the American tradition. But, you know, that tradition doesn't seem to hold up too much on some of the college campuses. Right up here in Portland, Oregon State has decided that Thanksgiving is a racist and pro-colonialist holiday and shouldn't be celebrated anymore. But now I've got a question about that. If they think it's such a racist holiday and shouldn't be celebrated, then why in the hell did they get the day off?
No kidding, huh?
I would say that that's pretty hypocritical, wouldn't you?
Well, and the fact is that it showed the workings, how the Indians, the Native Americans, and the Pilgrims worked together to have a successful harvest by the end of the year.
So exactly.
It was a mutual cooperation. It wasn't showing how one tribe came in and dominated another.
But see, that's not how it's being portrayed. In the revisionist history
right. That
we're going through right now, white Europeans are the bane of the world. You know, it's white Europeans that created slavery, created misogyny, created racism, created all of these things. And if you're a white male, you are personally responsible for all that ails the world, according to the liberals.
You know, I'm as someone who's read the Bible, I think Nebuchadnezzar kind of has the white guys beat quite a bit on slavery and tyranny and all the stuff that he did to
right,
world, you know,
to Israel. Yeah.
Right, so,
but well, and the thing they overlook in all of this, the history of the world, the history of mankind, is nothing more than conquest and assimilation, and that's where the big difference comes. Happens in America. It happened after the Civil War. America fought a tremendous war where we killed off 500,000 of our own people to, among other things, it wasn't the primary issue, but it was an issue, to free the slaves.
Right. By the end of the war, it was definitely the primary issue.
Yeah, it was by the end of the war, right. But going into the war, it was a states' rights
right.
issue.
It was a secession issue, right.
But even after that, even after President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which, by the way, the Democrats in the Congress went berserk over, they thought it was terrible. Granted, we freed the slaves, but we never got around to offering them a method whereby they could assimilate into our culture and into society. In fact, due largely to the efforts of Democrats in the Congress, black people were held at arm's length and not allowed to assimilate or become a part of the culture. They wanted to establish a standalone black culture that they can manipulate, and by and large they have.
Right.
Had they not done that, and had they allowed these former slaves to assimilate in society, nobody would pay any attention to their skin color.
No, it wouldn't even have mattered. I mean, it would be more about economics than people's race or ethnicity.
Exactly, and they talk about Trump being a racist. I got news for you, folks. Donald Trump has done more for black people and Hispanics and other ethnic groups than everything that the Democrats have done collectively since the Civil War. Right now, black people have the lowest unemployment rate they've ever had. They've got the highest education rate they've ever had. And the same thing goes with Hispanics. I'm not talking about illegal aliens. I'm talking about people of Hispanic ancestry that are in this country legally and that are citizens.
Some longer than most white people, because you go back to the 14 and 1500s, some of these families have been here.
Well, you're from New Mexico.
I'm from New Mexico. The Martinez brothers, their family goes back to the late 1500s.
Yeah, and I've got a friend that lives in New Mexico. He lives in Catron County, which is the largest county in New Mexico.
And a radical county. I like Catron County.
It's very conservative.
Yes.
Something interesting about Catron County, the population of elk is greater than the population of humans.
Yeah.
But Catron County consists primarily of these humongous ranches. I mean, hundreds of thousands of acres.
Huge, huge, yeah. If you just got 50 acres, you're just a toy ranch that you're playing with.
Yeah, you know, hell, 50 acres, that's a normal lot in town.
Yeah, that's the backyard.
Yeah,
right.
But the thing is, virtually all of those huge ranches are owned by people of Hispanic descent. Some of those ranches were granted by the King of Spain.
Absolutely, right, yeah. And I used to live right next door to one of those ranches that was recognized in the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Right.
Yes.
And so, you know, it was from that these people were allowed to keep those during the Spanish-American War.
And you know the dirty little secret that you'll never hear from the media or the liberals? Virtually all of those people, these big landowners and people whose families have been here for 200 or 300 years, they're against the illegal immigration.
Very much so.
And if anything, they're much more against it than most of us that live up here away from the border, because it's a threat to their livelihood.
Right.
And
it's kind of like at the border right now, where you have the Mexican population of Tijuana protesting the migration population that just came from Honduras and Guatemala. I mean, Guatemala.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all of those people are taking up room in Tijuana. And it was funny. They were showing Mexicans from Tijuana saying, oh, they're over there smoking dope and drinking and causing trouble. And you're like, wow, that could have been Archie, you know? I mean, from Archie Bunker's place, you know?
Well, so, you know what I find interesting with that whole caravan thing? They claim to be refugees that want to come to America, yet why are they carrying Guatemalan and Honduran flags?
Signs. Yeah, that's, you know, if I wanted to come to a country and assimilate and be part of that country, I would have an American flag and I'd be singing the Yankee Doodle Dandy, you know, and
absolutely.
Heck yeah, you know, but they're not doing any of that. They're coming here and it's like they're insulted because we're not welcoming them with open arms and not welcoming them with all the flags and all the the barrage that they keep coming in with. So,
well, and I found it interesting. It was either CNN or NBC, I don't remember which one, interviewed a woman that was part of that caravan. And one of the things that's happening in Tijuana is there are groups in the United States that every day they cross the border and the Mexican police are giving them cover to do this, and they are delivering food and clothing and blankets and basic necessities to these so-called refugees that are encamped in Tijuana. Well, one of these women they interviewed was complaining. She says, well, the food they're giving us isn't fit for pigs. And she had nothing but criticism for the volunteers coming to the United States to provide these people with food and other things that they need. And when she was asked, well, why do you want to go to the United States? She says, well, I want the free health care.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
And you know, if anyone thinks that that's not a magnet, they just had an article in the Oregonian talking about how we have abortion tourists. People are now coming to Oregon. Well, I guess women, because it would listen, men are having abortion now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, now, wait a minute. No. According to the liberal feminists now, we've got to eliminate Mother's Day because not all women have a vagina.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been called a mother quite a few times. So,
well, that's only half the word.
Only half the word, but you know what I mean. But, you know, it's so funny that we now have people who are traveling to this state just so that they can benefit from the free health care of and the payment of the murdering their child.
Yes.
Let's go on vacation in Oregon, visit the coast, murder our baby, and maybe we'll go down to the cheese factory. Sounds like a great day.
Yeah, and it's not going to cost them a thing. We, the taxpayers, get to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, lucky us.
Lucky us.
Hey, we need to take a break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, you know, this is going to be one of those days, I think, where we just kick ideas around. I've got a whole bunch of notes here, and we're going to kind of go from one to the next. But if you'd like to throw in your 2 cents worth, I'd love to hear from you because your opinion is every bit as valid as mine and Rob's. Give us a call, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Danny here at Far West Tire and Auto. Do you feel like you're constantly on the go? From daily commuting, dance recitals, and weekend adventures? I'm sure your tires have never let you down, but that much time on the road can cause some wear and tear on your tires. It might be time to consider upgrading to Nokians. With the 50,000-mile warranty on select Nokians, you can hit the road in style. So stop on by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, for the past month, the talking heads on CNN and PMSNBC have been, they've repeated numerous outright lies about this Central American caravan, that there's no evidence of criminals participating and that none of those marching north are economic migrants. But an analysis of the cable news coverage also identified 8 instances in which panelists brazenly claimed that the existence of the caravan was in itself a conspiracy theory and the caravan didn't even exist. This is the kind of crap that we are being exposed to, and they try to call it news, and all it is propaganda.
You know, it always reminds me of, it's kind of like that Jimmy Durante movie where he's trying to sneak that elephant out of the circus and the guy comes up to him, where are you going with that elephant? And he looks to the left, he looks to the right with the elephant behind him, and he goes, what elephant?
What elephant? Yeah. And that's exactly what they're doing. And then they had Libs went into a major meltdown here over the weekend because a bunch of these migrants tried to crash the border at San Ysidro.
Yeah.
And our Border Patrol agents fired tear gas at them. And of course, the libs went nuts. Oh, my God, they're shooting tear gas at these women and children. And this is just so horrible. Well, I did a little research. It's almost 5 years to the day when President Barack Hussein Obama used identical tactics and had the Border Patrol spray these people with pepper spray that were trying to crash the border. But it was okay for Obama to do it, but it isn't okay for Trump to do it.
Right, double standards.
This is a double standard we see from the media, and it's no wonder that a lot of people out there just don't get it. And then, of course, because of all this, Trump is a racist.
Always.
Well, I got news for him. A nationality is not a race. It's a nationality.
Right.
And the whole racist thing on Trump comes down to one basic thing. they started that because Trump wanted to control illegal immigration. So they, the liberals and the media, I repeated myself.
Right.
but the liberals and the media came up with this crap that, well, if he doesn't want illegal aliens coming into the country, he must be a racist. And that's where they come up with the racist thing.
And when he talks about that, he's talking about illegal immigrants from Ireland, from Sweden, from Norway.
All over the world.
We don't care what color your skin is. You just got to come here the right way.
Now, let's get some facts on this caravan. Mexico is immediately deporting about 500 of those 500, people
yeah.
that attacked the border Saturday. Okay? Mexico's had enough of their crap. They're rounding them up. They're going to deport them back to wherever it is they came from.
Which is really good news for us.
Right. The media doesn't bother to mention that they've captured over 120 former felons and other people who've been previously deported from the United States for committing felony crimes. They're part of that caravan. The other thing that's happening with that caravan is they've moved the women and children up to the front of the caravan
right.
where all the news people are. So all they see is women and children. They don't see, and this is a hard number, they don't see the 91% of these caravan members that are, how do I put this, that are, let's say, military-aged males.
Estrogen challenged.
Yeah. So they don't even mention that. And this is a threat to the country, folks. This isn't an invasion. This is not migrants coming here for a better life. This is an invasion of the United States. And right now, Donald Trump seems to be the only one that's calling it for what it is.
And you know, I like how they get mad at people who are calling it a mob or an invasion, invading people, because they're, you know, for people on the left side, they're trying to say that we're conjuring up this image of people coming here marching with rifles and bayonets, at, you know, ready to kill. And we're not saying that, but it's still an invasion, even
well,
though they're not armed.
They're coming with diseases that have been
right.
eradicated in this country.
Right.
They bring a higher crime rate. This has been proven. This
right.
isn't speculation. And they also have a tendency to depress wages in those areas where they settle.
Right. And so my point is that, you know, when ants invade my house, they're not army ants, and they don't have to be to for it to be an invasion.
Yeah,
and that's the definition.
They're not carrying assault rifles, for God's sake.
Right.
And what about the drugs?
Oh, geez.
You know, about 90% of the drug trafficking in this country originates from the Mexican border.
Right.
So... But they don't want to bring any of that up. And
I think 100% of the heroin is now almost 100% of the heroin
100%,
coming.
Yeah. But what they're doing, they're using their time tested and true tactics. They're changing the terminology. You know, free speech is increasingly imperiled as nations around the world turn to authoritarianism. Which comes packaged as everything from iron fist to dictatorial rule to coercive progressivism, which is what we've got in this country. But one thing every brand of authoritarianism has in common is speech codes. You change the meaning of words, and you dilute the authority, and you dilute the argument to the point that you can no longer make your point. And in America, we've even carried it a step farther than that, because now on most of our college campuses, you folks, unless you started researching this, you wouldn't even believe the asininity and the ridiculousness. Teachers have actually lost their jobs now because they either refused or... through lack of knowledge, did not address some little snowflake by their preferred gender pronoun. Can you believe that?
Well, looking at some of these kids, I wouldn't know what that pronoun would be.
Well, I wouldn't either, but...
Well, I think you could come up with a few pronouns.
I could probably come up with some, but I can't talk about them on the air. But they've also, on the college campuses, they keep talking about free speech, free speech, free speech, yet their diversity, which is the basis of all of this nonsense, their diversity does not include diversity of thought.
Right.
It only includes diversity of sexual preference and race and ethnicity, but never diversity of ideas. And it's ideas that create and maintain cultures. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to undermine and destroy the American culture. It's really that simple.
And you espouse those ideas, they go back to the racism, basically devaluing anything you said. So it
exactly.
doesn't matter.
Well, people have called me a racist. And you know the proper response for that when somebody calls you a racist?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, I just look at them and say, oh, okay, so what's your point?
Right.
You know. I'm not going to get in an argument with them. What? You can't win. You know, you can't cure stupid.
Once they call me a name, I stop talking to them anyway. It's like Facebook. You know, one thing nice about Facebook is they got that darn block button, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone who makes a rude comment to me, you're blocked. I wish I could do that in society. You know, I see those people on the street that make a rude comment.
It's interesting. Facebook and Twitter are both losing subscribers literally by the millions.
Well, that's what I've said, that when they started monitoring us and started controlling the speech, that a whole new company will come up. And there have been new companies. I think MeWe was one, and I forget the other companies who are now competing with them and gaining a huge amount of people who are now leaving Facebook, leaving Twitter, because they're guaranteeing that they're not going to control content on these other sites.
Exactly.
So the market is working, folks.
Well, and the other place where the market's working, and you don't hear it talked about in the media, have you seen what's happened to the NFL?
Oh, no, but I don't watch the NFL, so...
ESPN has lost over 2 million subscribers.
Well, you know, I've watched some of their shows, you know, like when I go to the sports bar, I'll sit there and I'll watch their entertainers. I'm someone, if I wanted to watch football and I watch boxing, I want to see boxing. And when I see the editorial, I want them to talk about boxing and leave your politics at the door. Leave your personal baggage at the door.
Look at it like this. Organized sports, basically, is a form of escapism.
Yeah.
You know, Karl Marx famously stated that religion is the opiate of the masses.
Yes.
And in modern day America, it's not religion, it's organized sports.
In Rome, it was the gladiator sports.
Exactly. It is indeed the opiate of the masses. And, you know, when I sit down to watch a sporting event, I don't want to hear about politics. I'm trying to escape that crap.
Right.
And yet they throw that in your face. And the only answer, and I'm not the only one, you know, this year is the first year I never watched a Super Bowl.
No kidding.
Yeah, first time.
I don't think I've seen a Super Bowl since I was single.
I've never missed one since its inception, except this year, and I adamantly refuse to subject myself to that political crap that they insert into what should otherwise be a form of escapism.
Right.
You know? I want to get away from this stuff. Yeah. I don't want it thrown in my face all the time.
And I certainly don't want to see a bunch of overpaid jocks telling me about morality, okay?
Yeah.
When you guys get a line of morality yourselves, maybe you can talk to me about it, but that's ridiculous.
Most of them have the morals of alley cats,
right.
and then they want to inflict that on us. We need to take another break here, and let's give something away. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and one in Reedsport, all owned by the same gentleman that lives here in Coos Bay. And he authorized me to give away some freebies as a form of appreciation to people for supporting his restaurants, which is a good thing, you know. And people, you know, most people don't realize how much small businesses give back to a community because, by and large, they just do their thing and
right.
there's no publicity and they do it because it's the right thing to do. And the gentleman owns the McDonald's here. He's the same way. He's involved in a lot of things, but he doesn't publicize it. This is really the only thing he does publicly as a form of basically showing his appreciation. But I have in my hot little hand here a certificate for one free small McCaffrey beverage, Another one for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. That's a whole meal, folks. Great if you got kids. One free breakfast sandwich of your choice and one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons that it's on various products. It's basically buy one, get one free. And I'm going to give all this away to call in number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be calling number 3 and you'll win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 3rd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You can quit calling. We do have a winner for the freebies from McDonald's, but we'll give some more away next week, and we got another We got another thing to give away in the next hour, so stick with us.
But they can call in to talk on the show.
Yeah, you can call in to talk on the show, you know. 541-267-2124. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. Now, Friday was a major deal for the lamestream media because the federal government released their fourth annual climate assessment. And it's gained praise, of course, from the lefties and the left-wing enviro-wackos as a dire warning of the coming death and destruction in the United States if we don't stop global warming. There's a problem, though. I started reading through that, and now you got to go back about 10 days, okay, from last Friday. There was another report released by a group of scientists from two different universities, and I don't remember what they are off the top of my head, but they had gone through NASA's climate data, which a lot of this is based on, and they found a 60% discrepancy in actual numbers and what they were using for a data set to predict all of this global warming. 60%.
So they only had were using 40% correct information.
Right.
Wow, that's less than
well,
an
well
F.
What they were doing, there's large areas of the world where they have no stations to take temperatures, and the satellites... one of the things I learned that I didn't know before are somewhat undependable based on the time of the day they take their readings.
And I could see there's some pretty hostile places in the world. You're not going to be want to be that guy who's taking a temperature in Yemen, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
So what they did in these areas where they had questionable data or no data at all, they made it up.
Oh, well, heck.
They made it up. And these researchers at these two universities found out about all of this, and they itemized what they had made up as opposed to what was provable, and it came up to a 60% discrepancy. And once they pointed it out with the specifics of where those discrepancies lie, even NASA agreed that the data set was flawed.
Well, with 60%, I mean, really? I mean,
yeah.
It's a flawed report. They should have thrown it in the garbage and apologized to the taxpayer.
But here's the thing that struck me when I was going through this national climate assessment that they released Friday.
Yeah.
They were using the same data set that they had already proven was false.
And remember, just a couple of years ago, they talked about all of the climate change data was based on reports that had a flawed methodology to collecting the data. So now we've got the 60% wrong report based on numbers that may have came from a flawed report originally.
Well, what happens, and I kind of stumbled to this a year or so ago, it seems like every few months they come out with some new dire warning about how, you know, how man is destroying the planet and we're all going to die from our own activities and blah, 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 you know, the doom and gloom crowd.
Right.
The thing is that there have actually been no new, starting from scratch, there have been no brand new climate assessments for at least 10 years. Everything is a rehash of all of the previous assessments.
That's what I was saying, right.
Yeah.
They haven't even done new studies.
No.
And the reports are releasing are based on the old studies that are flawed.
Exactly. And now we have the proof that they're flawed, but you won't ever hear it from the liberals or the mainstream media or the enviro-wackos. You know, this whole thing... it's just plain bad science. It's not based on science. It's not a scientific paper. It's a political paper.
And anyone who asks why would they do that, well, all you would have to do is type into Google Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 is centralized planning to the nth degree. And what they want to do is be able to plan our lives from cradle to grave based on this
data. They want to tell us where to live, right? How to live, what to wear, what to eat. They want to control every aspect of your life. And I just noticed, I was reading an article this morning, Google has patented several new technologies that will allow them to track everything you do within your home.
Right.
All of these smart appliances, smart TVs, smart refrigerators, the upcoming smart meters, which hopefully we can stop. But all of this so-called smart technology reports back to someplace. And what they do, they gather that data and they use that data to target advertising. So right. It's all about them making money. And folks, here's the deal. If you go on Facebook, if you go on Twitter, if you go on Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines or social media, you are the product.
Right.
Because the only reason any of those things exist is to gather data that they can use to target you for advertising, particularly political advertising.
Especially. And by the way, I use that myself to gather data on people who are supportive of the Second Amendment. I go through, I collect emails, I collect information, I add that to our newsletter list, and then I try to build that list, all derived from Facebook and Twitter.
Exactly.
And if I'm doing it on just a very basic level, can you imagine what they're doing it on levels where they have these supercomputers and algorithms where they can target you and specifically watch you and monitor you, and not just you, but millions of us.
Yes.
That's incredible.
And with this new technology, and they're saying that this will actually be implemented by 2020. When you're walking around here in your home, they'll be able to track your movements within your own home. They'll be able to track what you eat. And this is kind of gross, but they've even come up with smart toilets to analyze human waste to tell you what, so that they know what you're eating and what your state of health is, so they can target advertising.
Now, people are going, oh, Jim, you're just crazy. This is a conspiracy theory. But do you remember when the leader of Korea had that summit with the president?
Right.
He brought his own toilet because he knew if he used the toilet that they had smart toilets set
they
up.
They would analyze.
They would analyze everything that was coming out of him, being able to tell what diseases he had, what he was allergic to, you know, different types of things that you wouldn't normally find out if you weren't, you know, digging into you-know-what.
Well, and this isn't conspiracy, folks. This is factual information. I can prove this. But, you know, nobody cares. Let's take another break here. And again, if you'd like to join the conversation, I want to hear what you think about all this. You know, here's the thing. I'm no different than any of you. I'm just a guy. I have one vote the same as you do. I have a job that I work every day the same as you do. My job may be a little different than yours. And, you know, the reality is I probably couldn't perform your job. Just as many of you probably couldn't do mine. But that's just the way it is. We each have different talents. But I'm no more important than you are. So your opinions and your thoughts are every bit as valid as mine. And the whole purpose of this show is to give you a venue where you can express those. And, you know, I'm not going to denigrate you if you disagree with me. This is America. We're entitled to disagree. In fact, disagreement is a wonderful thing because that's what leads us to common ground. So give us a call, 541-267-2124. We'll be back in just a minute.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange.
located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend. Worldpon Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. Worldpon Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, over the holiday, I kind of had a chance to reflect on a lot of things. You know, I just kind of looked around at what's happening locally and at state level and nationally, and even what's happening in the world. And there's a lot of things going on that either are not getting coverage at all or getting inadequate coverage or are basically being lied about by the media. Now, every big U.S. election is interesting to me, and this election's a couple of weeks ago is no exception. The Democrats had no real issues that they could run on. The economy's booming. America's international position's strong. In foreign affairs, the U.S. has remembered in the nick of time what Machiavelli advised princes 5 centuries ago. Don't seek to be loved, seek to be feared. That's international diplomacy. And anybody that thinks anything is different is living in a fantasy world. Donald Trump understands we don't need the fawning adoration of foreign powers. What we need is their respect. And the only way you gain respect is by standing up and being tough and standing firm. And Trump understands that. The contrast with the Obama years has to be painful for a lot of these lefties. For future generations, the Kavanaugh fight's going to stand as a marker of the Democrat Party's intellectual bankruptcy. I mean, that turned into a fiasco that bit them at the election.
And I hope that everyone who suffered, the women who came forward at the behest of all the Democrats and then were thrown under the bus and are now being investigated.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you all remember that when they try to get all of you to move forward with your accusations.
Exactly. Now, this has happened before. This isn't new. Happened in the 1980s and 90s and even in the early 2000s. But then the financial crisis arrived, and it saved the financial crisis saved liberalism from certain destruction. That's the bottom line. Today, leftists pray that Robert Mueller will put on his Superman outfit and save them again. This weekend, there's all kinds of articles in the mainstream media about how Mueller's going to come out and destroy the Trump administration and blah, 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 blah. But for now, though, the left's only issue was, we hate Trump. Now, it's an instructive hatred because what the left hates about Donald Trump is precisely what it hates about America in general and you folks listening to me specifically. They believe that anybody that voted for or in any shape or way supports Trump is somehow bad. They think, and the thing that offends me, and it should offend each and every one of you, is they think that we're stupid. Their elitist attitudes, they're from the Ivy League schools. Most of them are pretty well-to-do economically. And they believe that we are just too damn stupid to make our own decisions, and we can't survive without their enlightened leadership.
And that's the key of collectivism is that thought right there.
Exactly. It comes right out of Karl Marx. Not that every leftist hates America. They don't. But most of them hate Donald Trump's. They don't like his vulgarity. They don't like his unwillingness to walk away from a fight. They don't like his bluntness, his certainty that America is exceptional. They don't like his mistrust of intellectuals or his love of simple ideas that work and his refusal to believe that men and women are interchangeable. That's really got him freaked out now because, you know, well, you can be anything you want to be just because you want to be, and the rest of the world is supposed to acknowledge that so they don't hurt your little snowflake feelings. Well, you know what? What about us normal people? Doesn't anybody give a rat's behind about our feelings? Apparently not. But worst of all, the reason they hate Donald Trump is that he has no ideology except getting the job done. His goals are to do the task before him, not to be pushed around, and he won't tolerate it. And that's a good thing. The left still hasn't realized that Donald Trump's a businessman. He's not a politician. He doesn't use focus groups to tell him what to say and do. He just sees an issue and then proceeds to find a solution. And the politicians, and this is both Republican and Democrat.
Yes.
The politicians don't really want to solve any problems. They want to exploit the issue. That's why nothing ever seems to get done in Washington or in Salem or any place else. They want the issue. They don't want the solutions. Now, according to them, Trump lacks constraints because he's filthy rich and always has been. And unlike other rich men, he revels in wealth and feels no need to apologize ever. He never learned to keep his real opinions to himself because he never had to. He never learned to be embarrassed that he is male with ordinary male proclivities. But for liberals, that's somehow a bad thing. The difference between the people that hate Trump and those that can live with him, whether they love him or merely tolerate him, comes down to their views on of the typical American. You know, the farmer, the factory worker, the auto mechanic, the machinist, the teamster, the shop owner, the clerk, the software engineer, the infantryman in the military, truck drivers, housewives. The leftist intellectuals say they dislike such people insofar as they tend to be conservative Republicans. That's why the left hates normal people. But Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama know these people are the real problem with America. They know how appalling such people are with their stupid guns and their loathsome religion. They have no money or permanent grievances to make them interesting and no Twitter followers to speak of. They watch Fox News and they listen to talk radio. And the true sin is that they don't recognize the dazzling brilliance of people like Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, not to mention Michelle Obama. You know, the real truth here, folks, is these people are dumber than rocks. They're just plain dumber than rocks. You know, and when they don't get their way, when they get their little shorts knotted up because the truth comes up and shows them for what they are, they always fall back on the same thing. Racism. Oh, my God. Racism. Donald Trump is a racist, even though he's done more for black people than any Democrat since the Civil War. He's a misogynist. Because he's a white American male, and for most of his life, he was a billionaire playboy. And I would venture to say there probably isn't more than 5% of the people on this planet that if they had access to his wealth and his lifestyle, wouldn't probably be the same thing.
Yeah, you notice that's the cause of, or the bane of a lot of wealthy men and their destruction, or their sexual desires, their drug habits, their drinking habits. It all comes to, you know, because you're able to get away with it when you're rich, and you're able to get away with it because you're able to hide it. You know right. what I mean? And so these people have lived in, they have affluenza. That was the term that, they have just too much money.
I think Rush came up with that.
But see, when they talk about that, the Democrats, percentage-wise, they're usually the wealthier party with wealthier people, and people like Bloomberg and Soros fit all the qualifications that you just said. Of course, I don't see Soros ever being a playboy. Ooh, yuck. Okay. But you know what I mean. I'm sure he's had his dalliances with whatever dalliances
that's
with.
That's human nature.
Human nature, right.
And the thing is, most, you know, they call Trump a misogynist, yet look at the percentage of Democrats that are now being sued or who are in jail for assault against women. It's look at the ratio, and I figured it out. It's running 23 to 1, 23 Democrats to 1 Republican that have actually been found guilty. I'm not talking accusation. I'm talking found guilty based on hard fact. But they don't ever tell you that. And then, of course, we're all homophobes if we don't recognize that these people are special and need to be protected. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, and we're going to get some more propaganda and probably some outright lies from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it for a couple minutes, and we'll be back. You know, before we came into the break, we were talking about some of the things that they hang on Donald Trump, you know, all of the name calling and finger pointing, and Trump is horrible because of this, this, and this. Well, he's also a homophobe now. Trump issued an executive order, which is being challenged in the courts, and he's asked for it to be fast-tracked to prohibit transgenders in the military. And he did it for very common sense reasons. You cannot run an organization where you don't know from one day to the next what gender somebody's going to be claiming they are. You can't do that. In order to apply policies equally, you've got to have defined norms. So what Trump did is issue an executive order that people will be defined by the genitals with which they were born. If you're born with a penis, you're a man. If you're born with a vagina, you're a woman. And that's the end of it. And that's the only way you can govern or run any kind of organization. You can't have all of these people that claim one thing one day and another thing another day. And that's what's happening with a lot of these transgenders. The other thing that's happening that really has them lit up is Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, has issued new guidelines for the schools in this country regarding sexual improprieties. She's requiring that they have to have evidence, and that evidence should be turned over to law enforcement, because under Obama, what the schools were doing, they were holding their own kangaroo courts, and in many cases, these kangaroo courts on the school campuses would not allow the accused to present evidence. They were automatically finding them guilty with no evidence whatsoever, and Trump and DeVos said, well, this got to stop, you know. If, you know, there's no doubt that some of this is going on, but you know, let's get some evidence before you start accusing somebody, much like the Kavanaugh thing, where we had all these people pointing fingers, But none of them had any evidence, and then we find out later that they were flat out lying about it.
And that's the exact type of system that they want to initiate into our court system.
So oh, yeah.
That an accuser, you have to believe the accuser no matter what, which, by the way, I'll be accusing a lot of people when that becomes law. And so the other thing about this campus thing is that they used to, anything that happened off of campus, they could bring into these trials, these show right. trials, and then prosecute you for something that happened off campus that, you know, may or may not even have occurred. But the thing is that that's the area for the local police department. That's not for campus police. It's certainly not for the administration. And I'm glad that they finally took that out of the rules. So if someone is accused of being attacked at a party off campus, the college doesn't investigate.
The police do.
That's the way it should have been all along.
Yeah. You know, the bottom line here is, you know, Trump kind of reminds us who the average American really is. Not the average male American or the average white American, the average black or Hispanic American, the average gay or transgendered American, or any of the other protected classes. He sees the majority of people in this country and how we've been browbeaten by the liberals and the media and academia into believing that normal is somehow unacceptable. We know for sure, come 2020, that the intellectuals are going to be dumbfounded at the number of women and black people and Hispanics that are going to vote for Donald Trump.
And I think it's going to be an increase.
Well, and they're already freaking out over the outcome in the Georgia elections. They just can't believe that those black people voted for Kemp, a white man, instead of this corrupt black woman that was running against him. They just can't believe that blacks would be traitors to their own race. Well,
Gilliam in the governor's race, same thing. Right?
Same thing, yeah. But this is liberals' identity politics at its finest, you know. Well, if you're black, you're not allowed to have any original thoughts. If you're gay, you're not allowed to have any original thoughts. If you're transgender or Hispanic, you're not allowed to think for yourself. You have to follow the party platform and the party doctrine, or there's something wrong with you.
And look what they did to Kanye West.
Yes.
He's the perfect example, man. They just lambasted him.
He's a black guy that came out with original thoughts.
Right.
And those original thoughts were contrary to the liberal agenda. So what do? First thing they turn around, they attack one of their own. Because let's face it, Kanye West's a liberal. He's always been a liberal, always will be. But he had some original thoughts that contradicted the liberal agenda, and we can't allow that. We've got to destroy him for not following the party line in lockstep.
Well, and you know, when you say he's a liberal, I know what you're saying, and because he is, you know, when you look at all of, I'm sure if you took Kanye's issues, he would, you know, lay right with the liberal and right
yeah.
down the line. But the thing is, let's see Kanye 20 years from now when he's a much older man, is much more mature, and he has time to reflect on a lot of this.
Right.
I think you're going to see someone who's much more conservative than he is now, and I just know that because age does that to you.
Well, there's an old adage that says if you're not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 40, you have no brain. And, you know, I can look back at my own life, and I can actually sympathize with that.
Looking at myself and some of the things I thought, I think, what the hell was I thinking, you know? Yeah. But it's a 20-year-old mind.
But you got to remember, there's a lot of liberals out there that never grew up.
Never,
they still have teenage minds.
Yep.
All you got to do is listen to them talk, and that becomes pretty evident. You know, a lot of these left-wing so-called intellectuals are counting on technology to do away with the jobs that sustain all those old-fashioned truck driver type people, you know.
Yeah.
But they're really wide to the mark because, again, they don't stop and think it through. It's impossible to transport food and clothing or hug your wife or girl or child or sit silently with your best friend over the internet. You just can't do it. Or maybe maybe that's obvious, but to be an intellectual means nothing is obvious. Trump's a genius who's mastered the obvious and added some common sense, and that's what's driving him nuts. That's what's driving him nuts. We do have a caller on the line. I'm going to ask the caller to hold through the break. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back and go right to the phone. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With the cold, harsh winter months behind us and summer right around the corner, you want to make sure your tires are ready for your adventure. Whether it's off-roading, a drive up the coast, or to the mountains, you want to drive with confidence that only Cooper Tires can provide. With a wide selection of Cooper Tires, Far West Tire and Auto has all your tire needs covered. Stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. As I promised, we're going to go right to the phones. We're going to talk to Shell in North Bend. Shell, thanks for listening, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, Jim. You were talking about a few minutes ago how nobody can have an original thought. From the Democratic side, and I don't even know, I should say liberal side, because maybe they're not exactly all Democrats, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, sir, it just hit me, and I don't know why I didn't think about this before. I've always wondered why, when you go to college, you are not allowed, at certain colleges, most of them nowadays, to have an original thought. You have to just regurgitate what somebody else has already done, and it just hit me that the reason they did that is because they want people who come out of college to basically automatically be ready for them to start telling them, you know, how they should think, what they should do, and just be ready to be subjugated, basically.
I think you're absolutely right, Shell. It used to be when I was younger, which was a long time ago, the idea of college was to teach you how to think. You know, during grade school and high school, you're basically presented with information that you have to absorb and predominantly memorize. Yet when you got to college, it was like opening a door where you got to take that all that memorized information that you garnered in your previous 12 years of schooling and start to apply that using your own ingenuity and using your own thought patterns to relate that to the real world. That's what college was about. College is no longer about people having thoughts or thinking for themselves or looking at information and determining for themselves what that information may or may not mean. College now has become nothing more than an indoctrination institution to train people to follow the leader regardless of what common sense would tell you. I've talked to a number of people in college and tried to have conversations with them. They don't even know how to think outside of the box. They've lost the ability to think for themselves completely. And that's what the colleges have done.
And you know, Shell, one of the things that I remember, especially back when I was young, we used to have the professors every now and then at UNM would have these teach-ins, and they would cover a subject, you know, like philosophy or any ideology, political right. science, whatever. And you would be allowed to sit there and extrapolate on all kinds of subjects, whether you agreed or disagreed, but you were allowed to travel that journey, you know, of ideas and take it to wherever it went, all the way out to as far as it would go, no matter how repulsive or upset it might make someone. You were allowed to extrapolate those ideas so they could be challenged. And those challenges could be, you know, either taken or not taken, but those arguments were made in an area where you could do that without being made to feel like no matter what you said or what you thought, it was wrong because it wasn't of what the group think was at the time.
Right.
And that's what we miss in today's college, I see.
We miss the challenge. They put out the agenda, and it's like, you will follow this in lockstep or else. And that's what it is. Is that kind of along the lines that you were thinking, Shell?
That's exactly what it is. I was just sitting here thinking while you guys were talking that I'll bet if you went and talked to the people who founded these bigger companies that have been, well, maybe not even bigger, just the companies that have been successful.
Right.
You would find out that either they're college dropouts or they're basically have had no college whatsoever because they know how to think for themselves. Now,
yeah.
I don't know what happened with the Google people. They started out doing really good, and now it's just terrible.
Well, what happened? They populated their company with snowflakes from the colleges because what they're after, you know, all these big tech companies, they want techies. They want people that think in terms of technology and not necessarily anything else. Well, what's happened in the technology business is almost all of those people are graduates from the Marxist colleges. And so their worldview is pure Marxist. They have no concept of America. They really don't even have concept of individual freedoms, because if you look at the working conditions inside these huge companies like Twitter and Facebook and Google and all of these, the company requires that you march in lockstep with them regarding their social agenda, or else you're unemployed.
Which was a taboo many, many years ago. You weren't supposed to talk about politics, religion, or even know what your coworkers even thought about those things, because you weren't supposed to be fraternizing. You were supposed to be doing the damn job.
Basically, yeah. But, you know, we've turned it around now so that all of these tech companies are populated with people that they really know nothing about America, and they know nothing about real life because they've never been in the real world.
And you know, Jim, they keep talking about diversity, and I'm sure they have an Indian, a Mexican, a black person, a female, a lesbian,
right.
Gay people. But what they don't have is someone who has a libertarian or a conservative mind who believes in limited government. That's the diversity that they're missing, and they're going to miss out on a lot if they don't start catching
on. And that's the diversity that they push on America. They want to silence anybody that doesn't think exactly the way they do. You know, look at the efforts they went through some years ago when Obama was president, basically trying to eliminate talk radio, because talk radio violated all of their agendas, and they just couldn't allow that to be out there. Well, what's actually happened, much the same as what happened with the election of Trump, is the real people, the normal people in this country said, okay, that's enough of this crap. You know, you don't hear much about liberal talk radio because who in the hell wants to support it with advertising? Nobody. So it's conservative talk that's been successful because normal people are willing to pay to hear the truth.
Amen. So, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Keep up the good work, and thanks for letting me come on and talk to you for a bit.
Well, it's my honor to have you on, Shell. It's people like you that make America work. So just keep having your original thoughts. That's what America's all about.
And I really enjoyed the conversation. That's always good to hear from people outside.
Yeah. You know, all of this stuff we've talked about leads to an important question. One that's going to be dismissed indignantly today, but not by the historians in the long run. Is it possible to hate Donald Trump but not the average American? I don't think it is. Think about that a minute, folks.
Because what do they really hate?
Trump is the unconstrained average citizen. Obviously, you can dislike some of his major characteristics, his plain talk, his Twitter babble, his hitting back without hating the average American. Or you might dislike the whole Trump package. I don't know. But what I see on the left is often plain, unconditional hatred. It's discouraging, even disgusting. And it does mean, I believe, that the Trump hater truly does hate the average American male or female, black or white. You know, look at how they ridicule women or blacks or Hispanics who happen to be conservative and don't follow in lockstep with the liberal agenda.
And in many ways, I think it's almost a self-hate. It's like that white guy who yelled at the white person, why are you being like that whitey? You're white too. Hey.
But, you know, I'm old enough. I remember a lot of people were concerned when Ronald Reagan was elected president.
Yeah.
You know, the reaction was, oh, my God, a movie actor? But the new direction he chose for America was a big success. And Reagan turned into a great president. Evidently, this country was intended to be run by amateurs, after all, you know, by plain, ordinary people. In fact, if you read the Federalist Papers, that's what the Founding Fathers intended. They never intended a professional political class. That's what they tried to avoid. And now, government consists of nothing but bureaucrats and lawyers, and not a one of them give a rat's behind about the normal people. And that's sad. And, you know, the liberals constantly assert, without any hard data, that the United States is alone among civilized nations in suffering the phenomena of mass shootings. We hear this every day. Oh, my God, America's the most dangerous place in the world. And you hear all this anecdotal stuff about, well, you know, these Europeans were going to visit America, but they decided not to because of the violence. That is pure, unadulterated crap.
Horse hockey.
Like so many other claims that come from the left, it suits their narrative while being entirely untrue. You know, people have been acting for a long time like the United States is a world hotbed of mass public shootings. A mass shooting back in 2015 during his administration, Barack Hussein Obama declared, and this is a quote, "The one thing we do know is that we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world." That's another blatant, flat lie.
I guess that guy's never been to Mexico or Russia or London. I mean, you know.
I went to work and I did some research. Now, this belief is constantly used by the media and the liberals to push for more gun control. In fact, we're already hearing about it after the elections a couple weeks ago. We're hearing it in Oregon. We're hearing it in Washington, D.C. And we're seeing it all across the country. The libs who picked up seats now think they can jam gun control down our throats. Okay, fine. They keep saying, well, if we could only get rid of guns in the United States, we'll get rid of all these mass public shootings and be more like the rest of the world. This is the kind of crap they're talking about out there. So let's take a look at the rest of the world. I did the research. Here's the rest of the world. America doesn't lead the world in mass public shootings. We're not even close. We're not even close. Over the course of 18 years, from 1998 to 2015.
Yep.
And you can't get anything later than that because it isn't published
yet. That was when the last data was taken.
Right. there are at least 2,354 attacks and at least 4,880 shooters outside the United States. And in the United States, during the same period, we had 53 attacks and 57 shooters just in this country. Let's see. Let's compare. 2,354 attacks as opposed to 53 attacks. 4,880 shooters as opposed to 57 shooters. Now all of the by my count, the U.S. makes up a whopping 1.49% of the murders worldwide. Less than 1.5%.
Right.
We make up 2.2% of the attacks and less than 1.15% of the mass public shooters. Now, all these are a lot less than America's 4.6% share of the world population. If you listen to the liberals, our numbers should be quadrupled to what they actually are
right,
to fit with our population. But it doesn't. Out of a country of 320 million people, we only had 53 attacks and 57 shooters in 18 years. Seems pretty insignificant, doesn't it?
I mean, in that report, they said that there were 27 more casualties from 2009 to 2015 per mass shootings incidents in the European Union than there was in the U.S.
In the United States, yeah. And of the 97 countries where there were mass public shootings, the U.S., you ready for this, folks? The U.S. ranked 64th per capita in its rate of attacks and 65th. In fatalities. That's out of 97 countries. Major European countries such as Norway and Finland, France, Switzerland, and Russia all have at least 25% higher per capita murder rates from mass public shootings than
right,
does the United States.
Than we do, right.
Yeah.
And, Norway, Serbia, France, all of those have more than we do.
Yeah. So while Americans are concerned about the increased frequency and severity of mass public shootings, the rest of the world is experiencing a much larger increase in per capita rates of attack. The frequency of foreign mass shootings since 1998 has grown 291% faster than the growth of mass public shootings in the United States. Almost 300 times faster.
And did they give I didn't read that further into the study, but did they give a reasons for those increase? Other than maybe they were put more gun restrictions on their people and took away some of those guns.
The primary reason, and you're never going to see this in the lamestream media, there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, Europe has open mass migration.
Right.
They're getting a lot of these people from third world countries that their cultural view of appropriate behavior is considerably different than most of the Western world. And they're coming in there, they're trying to live according to their cultural norms, which don't work
right
in a civilized Western society. And they're the ones that are causing a problem. The other one that you never hear about is terrorist attacks. The media will never designate terrorist attacks as terrorist attacks unless there is absolutely no way they can weasel out of doing so. But all through Europe, most people don't know this, hardly a day goes by in Europe that somewhere there
right,
isn't a terrorist attack by radical Muslims.
And whether it be with knife or a gun or
knives,
any type of
guns,
weapon,
explosives,
a car.
Yeah, but it happens
every
day.
Yeah.
And we don't hear about that. So basically, it's just another example of the media lying to the people and not telling us the whole truth. And, while Americans are concerned about this, it's nothing to be concerned about if you look at the hard numbers. Yeah, it's terrible when anyone dies violently.
Right.
We should all strive to eliminate that. But when you look at the hard numbers and the infinitesimal percentages, I just wonder why we don't have more of that.
Right.
Because, normal demographics and the law of large numbers would seem to indicate that with a population of 320 million people, we should have at least four times.
Right. At least. Yeah. And the thing is that when people come here from other countries, we're a melting pot and they assimilate to most of what our culture is. Where other Europeans, they practice diversity and want you to live your culture in our country.
Right.
Where America pretty much eliminates that. And we're really good about that. You know, you give them a McDonald's, you give them a Big Mac, you give them a blue jeans and man, they're ours for life.
Right. Except the liberals keep trying to drag them back to where they came from. And the liberals try to preserve the culture that these people are fleeing.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense, does it? I just looked at the clock. We got to take another break. So, again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, on this gun control thing, the media bias on this whole thing is just totally overwhelming. Experience shows us that the best thing we can do to reduce mass shooting casualties is to get rid of the gun-free zones. Virtually every one of these happened in a gun-free zone. And, you know, these offer immunity to these would-be mass murderers. They know that by going into the gun-free zones, there's going to be nobody there to oppose them.
In fact, I would go even further, Jim. We should get rid of all of the laws that force people to have to go out and get concealed carry license and allow people to utilize their Second Amendment and everyone be under the assumption that they're carrying concealed
exactly. All
the time. And if you go into a place and you were going to shoot up a place and you didn't know who had a gun because everyone was allowed
right.
to have a gun, unlike now,
you probably wouldn't do
you
it.
You probably wouldn't do it. And I think that would save a lot more lives.
I think it's North Dakota now has a bill. They got a new governor. The previous governor refused to sign it. So they're going to resurrect it
right.
Residents will be able to carry concealed without a permit.
And as far as I read the Second Amendment, that is my concealed carry permit.
It is. And the bottom line on all this, folks, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again until people get it. Liberals want to blame inanimate objects for human behavior when it's the human behavior, the aberrant human behavior that causes this, that is basically traceable right back to liberal policies. So it's the libs that drive people over the edge and cause them to do these things, yet they want to punish an inanimate object for things that they have actually created. You talk about gross stupidity and the people that believe this stuff. And I'm going to tell you right out, folks, anybody that believes this drivel from the mainstream media and from these liberals regarding firearms is a complete idiot. And you can't cure stupid. The largest metropolitan cities in this country see deadly violence almost every single weekend. And those run by the Democrats for the last several decades are especially prone to it. Recently, Baltimore witnessed 7 murders in less than 24 hours. How much coverage did the Washington Post or CNN give to that? In fact, New York City actually made headlines last week for having had the first homicide-free weekend in 25 years. This was news because it was such an anomaly, but it's kind of perverse. And you never see reporting on Chicago. On average, I'm going to admit, when I did these averages, I only took it for this year because it was too much of a pain in the butt to go back and find out what the numbers were every weekend.
Yeah.
So I did it for this year, calendar year 2018. Chicago, third largest city in the United States. The average per weekend is 42 people shot and 9 killed. That's the average over the past year. And let's see, which political party is it that runs Chicago? Anybody want to take a guess?
Oh, I think we all know. And the sad thing is, Illinois is. Didn't they just pass a bunch of Second Amendment preservation ordinances in, what, two-thirds of the counties out there?
Yeah, virtually every place outside of like Chicago and Aurora and some of the bigger cities, Springfield, all the rest of Illinois, it's a lot like Oregon.
Right.
You've got the tail wagging the dog. And, of course, Illinois is much more populous than the state of Oregon.
Yeah.
But, it's Democrats pandering to the people in the urban areas and basically telling everybody outside those urban areas, go screw yourself, we don't care. And that's what it is.
It sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, again, it's idiots, I can't say this enough, trying to hold inanimate objects responsible for human behavior, and you can't do it. You know, you've got another idiot, the mayor of London, England. Khan is his name. He's a Muslim and a horrible liberal. He's now wanting to, well, they've got restrictions on knives. You can't own a knife in London with
right.
more than a 6-inch blade. And you're not allowed to own knives with points. They've got to have rounded points now.
Now remember, this is after they took the guns, they had this explosion of knife attacks.
Right.
Huge amounts of knife attacks.
There was a situation here, I guess it's been a couple months ago, where thugs broke into somebody's house. This is in one of the London suburbs. Thugs broke into somebody's house, beat the crap out of the guy's wife and son, and he took a cricket bat to him and beat the living crap out of him. Guess who went to jail?
The guy with the cricket bat.
The guy with the cricket bat defending his home. This is a mentality that liberals want to inflict on America.
And people, if you want to know why, it's very simple. Collectivists, socialists, communists, their main goal is to erode and eliminate private property.
Right.
So if you try to protect your property, then that only signals that you are protecting something you are not even supposed
to
have.
You're not allowed to have.
You're not even allowed to have that.
Yeah,
So you can't protect it, and so therefore you should have to give it up because it belongs to everyone.
So along those lines of thinking, my life is my private property, but I'm not entitled
to
have that.
You're not allowed to protect it.
No.
Yeah. That's the reasoning behind it. Yeah.
And then we got this other thing that's been making a comeback in the last several days. This guy, Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi citizen that was supposedly murdered. It's now clear that this guy was murdered. But what are the facts of his death, and should they even matter to any of us here in America? So let's take first things first. It's important to understand that Khashoggi was neither an American nor was he, strictly speaking, a journalist. Khashoggi was a Saudi national who recently moved to the United States. Now, I don't understand how a guy with his past could even get a green card, much less be admitted to the United States.
Yeah, he should have been on a terrorist list.
Yeah. But secondly, he wasn't even a journalist, at least not in any conventional sense of the word. Journalists have a beat. Journalists are accredited and cover news stories from the local police blotter to the White House. Khashoggi was a newly minted U.S.-based commentator and opinion piece writer after having spent most of his life as a subject about which journalists write all the time. And don't forget, he was also a friend of the Osama bin Laden family. So ask yourself, why does the mainstream media complex almost exclusively refer to him as a journalist when he wasn't? And take the U.S. newspaper where Khashoggi had published his commentary, the Washington Post. With a straight face, its employees have lavished praise on the missing Saudi national, lauding him as a champion of free speech and democracy. Oh, my God, this guy was wonderful. Free speech and democracy?
From anyone from Saudi Arabia? Yeah. Do they even know the term?
This is a guy that is a fully paid-up member of the Muslim Brotherhood, the ideological mothership that gave us Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and eventually the Islamic State. He's the same man who, under the banner of his organization, DAWN, which is an acronym for Democracy for the Arab World, was providing the path for Islamists to pervert and subvert any nascent structures of representative government in the Middle East. He talked about democracy, but he opposed it. Now none of this can be used to justify torture, let alone an extrajudicial execution by an international hit squad, but they are facts that the media is failing to report, or worse, intentionally keeping from the American people. And they're facts that bear directly on the question of how the Trump administration should respond to the death of this foreign national who was killed on foreign soil. In addition to lapses in honest coverage, there's a question of professionalism and balance among the media, and we all know by now that none of that really exists. So, you know, some people have become a nerd to the drop in media ethics and journalistic tradecraft since Trump's inauguration, which brings us now to an age in which all you need is one anonymous source to build a story attacking the Trump administration in a market in which more than 90% of media coverage about President Trump has been negative. But the depths to which the media brand names have sunken should embarrass even a high school newspaper. It is, you can't believe a damn thing they tell you anymore.
And what's really upsetting, Jim, is that, like I said last week, there are homosexuals and Christians and many other ethnicities and people who are being persecuted and killed and murdered on a regular basis in Saudi Arabia, and yet you don't hear much of the news cycle reporting on that.
Well, and you don't hear about the mass murders that go on in most of Europe.
Right.
And how often, I was watching a news story on CNN this weekend that really ticked me off. They were talking about how the Hamas was launching these rockets into Israel at military targets. Mm-hmm. That's crap. They were launching them at civilians.
Right.
They never struck a single military target. Over 200 rockets, and our media downplayed it, and it was the Israelis who sent their bombers, and they pinpointed where those rockets were coming from. They destroyed those sites, but it was the Israelis who were the aggressors, and that's what our media is doing. And we've got to take one more break so I can give something away.
That's an important reason
to take a break. Everybody hates this when I give stuff away, right? Call in and tell me how much you hate when I give stuff away. Anyway, this is from the Lucky Star Chinese restaurant. Pretty much everybody knows where they're at. They're on Highway 101 at the foot of Newmark. They're open 6 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. They're closed on Monday, but they're open the rest of the time. You can dine in, you can carry out, or they even deliver, which I take advantage of periodically because I really like their food. But they're offering my listeners their house special dinner. This includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. Literally a meal big enough for three people, and I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you can win this humongous dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. We'll be right back.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Bass and Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Bass and Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Yeah, I left my
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry, because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, the whole point I'm trying to make here today, folks, is that things are not as the media and the liberal establishment would have you believe. It's the people who listen to talk radio, who find other sources for their news and information that are informed. The vast majority of people out there, and I don't want to be negative about this, But the vast majority of people out there, by and large, they get up in the morning, they go to work, they hang around with people that are like-minded, that, you know, that are the same economic level and social level, et cetera, and they go home and they get the sum total of their information about what's happening in the world from the talking heads at 6 o'clock. And it used to be that you could pretty much trust them. They were never perfect, but nothing's perfect.
They just reported.
But they reported on events. Now they tell you what to think. And who was it? Mika Brzezinski, I think, actually came out on national TV here a couple months ago and stated that it was their job to tell people what to think.
Oh, you mean that chick on Joe Scarborough?
Yeah.
I very rarely watch that guy because he's annoying. I find him really annoying. I'll watch SE Cup and I'll watch Mad Cow. She's entertaining, you know.
Yeah, Mad Cow at least is entertaining.
Right.
Whereas, yeah, but the thing is, the media used to tell us what was happening and let us figure it out for ourselves, which is the way it's supposed to be. Our founding fathers never intended an elitist media. What they intended was a media that reported to the people on the activities of government so the people knew what was going on and how to vote and how to run their lives. That was the purpose, and that's why media was specifically mentioned in the First Amendment. But the media was never intended to be a propaganda arm of any political party. Right now, you know, you say media, Democrat, the terms are interchangeable.
Right.
But they were never intended to be that. They were intended to provide the American people with information on what their elected and appointed representatives were doing. And now we have media openly admitting that they think that their job is to tell you what to think. And if you disagree with them, I mean, listen to these people, folks. If you disagree with them, then you are somehow deficient. You know, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're a homophobe. They've got this whole litany of names that they call you just because you don't want to go along with their pre-programmed agendas that you would rather think for yourself. And in today's America, you're just not allowed to do that without repercussions. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, folks, these people do everything they can to try to silence you. They issue threats. They try to intimidate you. And, you know, this is small scale here in Coos County. I mean, this isn't even a pimple on the butt
right.
of the country.
Not even registers.
And yet we have it happening here. It's been happening to me for close to 30 years. And it isn't that they believe that their way is better. They don't even want anybody to hear any alternatives.
Right, right.
And that's the thing. They want the people whose livelihood depends on the First Amendment rights of free speech are the ones that are doing the best they can to eliminate free speech. Does that make any sense to anybody? Anyway, we're out of time. That music in the background means that we're at the top of the hour. And I can't believe how quickly these 2 hours go. Rob, thank you for coming in.
It was my pleasure.
And all of you folks listening, I sincerely thank you for listening. And I will be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.
Talk should be heard.